it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
The Denver Sports Podcast on a Friday.
Scream, 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 out here, baby.
As always, presented by our good, our dearest friends at Breckenridge Brewery. Come here, the MVR bar. It's all happening. Get yourself a Broncos Country, just $6. It's a special this month. It's the special that keeps on giving, much like this illustrious panel. To my right, the Susie Hunter.
Hello.
The voice of the MVR Rockies. The woman, the myth, the legend, who's on quite the roller coaster ride for her Phillies right now.
Right now, yes.
Talk about it all.
Yeah, we will.
And right there, the burgundiest of boys, my guy, Mitchell Carroll.
Bang, bang, bang.
He's the reason the merch is sent your ways. He's the reason you have the most awesome Rapids coverage in town here at DMVR. Alyssa, superstar producer behind the sticks. We're here, baby, on a beautiful Friday. How are you doing, guys?
Oh, so good. What an intro.
Thanks.
Yeah, I
haven't been talked up like that in a really long
time. I've never been talked up like that. Usually everyone I work with is just like, look at this beautiful idiot.
No.
This is great.
You say that more than anyone else. Susa, I'm really happy to see you in this kind of mood after quite the tense, close, and ultimately Phillies lost last night in game 3 of the NLCS.
The NLCS, that is correct. Yeah, we got D-backs versus Phillies right now, so it's an all-city matchup like we've never seen before.
That's your boys loving it. The merch guy loves
Yo.
It. Let's go.
Merch versus merch.
Yes.
I win. You two win. No matter who wins, actually.
I win.
Mitchell Carroll is the winner. That's right.
No, it's been so much fun to watch. And it's cool seeing the Diamondbacks in there, too, because they're, you know what? They're a team with a lot of young talent who lost 110 games 2 seasons ago. So
right.
As also a Rockies person.
Yes.
I love to see that, too. I love seeing them fight.
They give us hope. They give us a path. It can be done. You don't need a whole staff of insane starting pitching. You can do it with one good pitcher. Just a lot of vibes.
A lot of vibes. Yeah, they had a really good thing going this season.
Yeah.
And I hope the Rockies can replicate that in a couple of seasons themselves.
Truly, man, because what this run, what watching these playoffs and maybe, you know, having some all-city squads in the mix has kept me a smidge more involved. Maybe it's just my connection to you, Susie.
I am shoving baseball content down your throat.
Hey, and
constantly.
This Phillies team is just so much fun. They're exhilarating. The swagger they bring, that offense is just like, it's must-watch TV right now.
It's
how much fun they have.
Must-watch.
And the city of Philly just rallying behind them. And man, it's really taken me back to when we've had playoff baseball. Because part of playoff baseball is you're riding that wave of momentum and vibes, and it's just like
vibes,
epic, and you're living and dying on every single pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, when you're a Rockies fan, if you make the postseason, you probably have a really good lineup. And that's what I've loved so much about this Phillies team. That lineup is just like
explosive.
Yeah.
Explosive.
I just want to tune in every time they're at bat.
Yeah. And like also so much personality too. Like that's a team that was made for television.
Oh yeah.
It's so funny to watch.
Damn straight.
So yeah, they were absolutely built for this postseason specifically.
And just the wild crowd.
They're
like,
insane.
There's just something special. It's like they've hit the recipe, right? It's like they have the environment. They have the characters on the team. They have the skills, right? The explosive offense and pitching's been locked in. It's just they've been great to watch. It's been great
and
because
it's
hard to, well, true.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's hard to really be into baseball down like, you know, August when the Rockies are out of it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is fun baseball.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what, not that I thought the Rockies were actually playing pretty fun baseball and we can maybe get into that later, but
absolutely
meaningful and fun
That's the key.
Just takes it to magnitudes.
We love fun baseball.
We love.
We do.
We love it even more when we get both meaningful and fun baseball.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, exactly. Because the meaningfulness makes it so much more fun. These crowds have reminded me of how much crowds in Rocktober can be really exhilarating. Favorite playoff moments? Rockies, other, current, past? What you got, Suze?
You know what? I mean, I like really, really started following the Rockies like around 2016, 2017, 2016. Not a great year. 2017, sneaking into that wild card.
That was fun.
That was really fun. And yeah. I was out here that last weekend of the season two because that was when I started coming out for like fireworks weekends. So like I was like actually out here and got to experience it. It was just, it was so much fun just like waiting to see like, oh, are we going to make it? Are we going to get a wild card spot? And we were like on the RTD. And I think like a team had to lose for the Rockies to get in. And like clinched on the train on the way to the game. So it was just, it was so much fun. That is my personal favorite Rockies playoff memory. Not that far removed, just a couple of years ago, really.
Which
I guess 2017 was 6 years ago. That's not a couple of years ago. That's actually,
like
sorry.
3 years pre-COVID. It actually feels like a lifetime ago, probably.
We've aged so much.
But a great example of the city being a baseball town, you could feel it on the RTD.
Like, looking at the scores, like waiting for the game to end to see what would happen. And that was fun for me because, I was new to Denver and it was a Rockies team that like I just kind of started following because I was covering the Yard Goats out in Connecticut. So
shout out.
Can't be a show that I'm on unless the Yard Goats get mentioned in some
capacity.
Gotta
mention the Yard Goats. You know it.
Yeah.
I have to take it back to the vibiest of Rockies times, obviously, was the 07 run.
Oh my gosh.
We were season ticket holders, up behind the, visiting dugout down third baseline. I was at a handful in the 150s. Was at 161, 162, 163. Was at the Philly sweep. Was at the Diamondbacks sweep. I was the good luck charm, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
And I just, like, I mean, there's nothing like, you can't recreate that feeling of the pressure, the atmosphere, the fun. Because it is, it's like you're having a good time walking in the whole crowd. You feel it when you get on the bus or the train or whatever, or even in the parking lot walking in. And there's nothing that recreates that in sports. It's not the same walking into a Nuggets playoff game at ball. It's just, there's baseball's its own magic to the playoffs. And that was the best. I mean, that might've been peak Denver sports for a long time there. It was as fun as it got.
Yeah, truly. And I mean, 07 is such a fever dream.
Yes. Just
it's
insane.
Hard to even pick like one moment, honestly. I mean,
the moment
it's
is the run, right? And
the moment is the run.
You know, and you pick out a few things here and there, like Josh Fogg always beating the Aces just because of how the rotation lined up and the MVP race coming so close and Ryan Howard taking it, unfortunately. But it was there was so much outside of just the wins. You know, there was storylines within the team. It was great. I mean, those are still my favorite Rockies ever. Those are still my favorite Rockies games ever. Yeah. Shout out Kaz Matsui, if you're listening.
Kaz, to you.
You're a real one.
To you, Kaz, for sure.
And it's just, I'll never forget that run.
No, it was truly legendary. I mean, that lineup, I'll remember forever. I think maybe my favorite of all the games is a Jeff Francis start. I'm guessing it's like game two in Philly.
Yep.
In the NLDS. And just like that line, that Phillies lineup,
that
which had Ryan, Ryan Howard, Rollins, Justin Utley, like you name it. A lot of really great hitters. Francis was untouchable.
Ice water, dude.
Just that lefty.
I remember.
Sorry.
That lefty pitch was unreal.
What the moment is? The moment of that run is for sure.
It's game 163, no doubt.
Well, yeah, that too, which that was the craziest moment of my life.
Yes.
I had a sign. I'm not usually a sign guy at sports. I had a sign.
Interesting.
It said, too low, jit, too quit.
That is actually...
And I didn't get on the Jumbotron until...
Wow.
The middle of the inning before the win.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a too low, jit, too quit on the Jumbotron. Then they win.
I will say
it was amazing.
Next year, that will be the name of my fantasy baseball team.
Let's Hell yeah. go.
Because my fantasy football Let's team go. Is Tua Fast, Tua Furious.
Oh wow.
That's art right there.
So,
well, that's right. You're right.
I think that's a good tie-in.
I was thinking if the image for me is Eric Burns in the dirt, past first base, face down, Todd celebrating, Burnsy saying after every single game that was the only, you know, we're going to win the rest of them, like talking the entire time. And the image of him just sad in the dirt with Todd going crazy is like that. Well, that might be the greatest Denver sports image ever.
That's my favorite Denver sports image.
It's amazing.
It's up there.
It's up there. It's a really good one.
It's a legendary one. And it's just, you know, like we're all just in stealth mode. We're like seam heads. We're like National Guard seam heads. You know, we're just laying in wait. Once they call upon us in Rocktober, we're ready to go.
Oh yeah,
like I've got it all. Like I'm ready. I'm dialed. You
believe
know,
believe that.
I'm just at home doing my own civilian work. Just waiting for that call in Rocktober.
What an analogy. Yeah, that is perfect.
I don't know if every city in America is like that, because a lot of cities, they vibe with their baseball club. There's no doubt about it. But we certainly are. We're ready.
I'm not so sure how Phoenix is vibing for the D-backs, because the demand for those tickets
that
for
was
game
so
three.
Weird.
That is insane. I said this yesterday on the Rockies show. That's embarrassing.
Yeah,
that is embarrassing for a fan base that you can't drum up enough demand that tickets on the secondary market are more than $8. Get the hell out of here. Y'all aren't real fans.
I would love that as a fan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I spent so much money on Nuggets tickets this past summer.
Could you imagine if Nuggets tickets were $8?
But dude, you can't even find Rockies or Rapids like firework night tickets at that low.
Oh, absolutely not.
No.
Like on historically horrible seasons like you guys both just experienced.
I think the cheapest ticket I saw for this weekend is like $34 or something.
Right.
For Salt Lake for the last game of the season. For your biggest rival.
It didn't make sense.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's weird, but like, you got to look at the numbers. That's the fan base that's going on. And I know like people online were saying, oh, well, you know, if, you know, it wasn't, you know, in the afternoon, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, listen, if there was a game on Christmas morning at 6 a.m., like Philly would pack a stadium.
I think Denver would too. If you're four games away from the World Series, you're showing up.
Could you
it's
imagine,
a big deal.
Could you, if we would all be outside of the park before gates opened, drinking our break brews.
No doubt.
Pete's queso pens in hand.
Yes.
In the pen.
You have to. Come on now.
I can't condone that behavior.
I mean, that's a proper stance to take. I think that is the right stance to take.
Look, I think I do want to shout out the PHNX Cardinals guys and the PHLY Phillies guys. They're all it's been fun to watch.
D-backs.
Sorry, Diamondbacks. Did I say Cardinals?
Yeah, you did. It's okay.
Wow. My bad. Wow, that's embarrassing.
This is just a strictly Cardinals podcast.
Diamondbacks, D-backs, my guys. It's a wagon. I do know. I was just a slip
it
of the tongue.
It is a wagon.
They are a wagon. It's been fun to watch them. But I think the problem with Phoenix, and I could be totally out of my depth here, but it's like we think Denver as a transplant city, but that like Phoenix is like boss level transplant city.
The transplantiest. Right.
It's
yes.
like where it's like retire, like everyone leaves cold weather to go there or retires there. It's not, you go from somewhere else to Phoenix, it feels like. And so it's hard to drum up 50,000 diehards that want to spend $200 on a playoff ticket.
Like Tampa's the same way too, where it's a lot of retirees and no one goes to those games, and they couldn't fill their tiny little stadium.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Actually, I think I've heard the average age in Phoenix is older than any of the pro sports teams.
Oh.
So a lot of those people have outlived
than the roster, you mean? Or
no, than like
than the age of the club itself.
Then the Arizona right?
So all those teams are newer than people.
Their allegiances proceed, you know, like supersede these teams coming around.
Interesting.
That is a really good point.
And I mean, Philly, it's generational. You know, it's
it
it's,
is.
Yeah,
it
Philly, is. Like you're handed, you know, your Philly's gear out of the womb, depending on what. Right. I mean,
you're throwing batteries at the nurse that did a bad job in delivery.
Exactly.
We don't condone that on PDSP.
Santa was asking for it. Right. He was doing a really bad job. He deserved it. People seem to forget that.
We don't condone battery throwing at medical workers, even if you're a newborn baby who roots for all the Philly teams.
What a powerful PSA. TDSP,
that's right.
This is what I bring to TDSP, baby.
Maybe just as powerful. Oh, God. Well, it's good we get the laughing out now because...
Oh, no.
Oh, is the Rockies,
okay. It is.
The Rockies just came through the worst season in franchise history.
You are damn right they did.
Which is a notable milestone. How did we get here, Suze?
How did we get here through years of doing a lot of things wrong?
Yeah.
And through letting a lot of big stars slip through our fingers.
That's a great point.
Do we blame Jeff Breidich for all of this? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Wow. We blame him for a lot. We a blame lot. Him for a lot.
80% culpable?
Let me get back to you on the numbers okay. and the figures.
I love it. I love
let
it.
Let me. I'm not we, the, I'm not the spreadsheet guy.
We could break down the pie chart right now if you wanted.
We could. We could. Yeah. Where's my monitor where I can draw
That's
on?
Right. That's right.
Alyssa, we asked for one yesterday.
I forgot. I forgot my iPad at home. I'm sorry, Suze.
No, it's just been, years of letting good talent walk away. And, you know, this year especially, just a big bout of bad luck, especially with pitching. We had an obscene amount of very traumatic pitcher injuries.
Yes.
So it was bad luck and it was bad planning for a couple of years. But the Rockies are, I genuinely believe, trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it feels like, and you and I were talking on a Rockies pod kind of at season's end about this.
We were.
As rough as it was losing 100 plus, does feel like this, the face of the franchise has kind of turned. We've kind of like the core of that team has turned a new leaf. And now you look out there and it's a lot, you know, it's the Nolan Jones and Tovey and those guys.
Yep.
And you're starting to feel excited about the... You know, the farm system again. And yeah, there was that one month where like six pitching prospects all had Tommy John surgery.
There was one day.
I mean, these are things that only in the Rockies could happen.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, exactly. There was one week where five different pitchers in the organization, including two who are up with Colorado, had Tommy John. Same doctor. Buy four, get one free special, apparently. No, it's been crazy how many pitchers in all levels have needed Tommy John in this organization this year, which was very promising to see when the Rockies went out during, you know, the draft, during the trade deadline, and actually brought in some pitching.
Yes, they actually did make moves this time around.
They actually made moves, which they hadn't done in the past. I mean, like, please, we cannot forget how in the 2022 season, the Rockies were the lone team to not make a single move. And that is not the right move.
Wild. Yes.
No. That's unheard of.
Atrocious. So what's the goal this offseason?
The goal this offseason?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we've got a lot of players who are in the Mexican League and doing Dominican Winter League. So we've got players who are working on things that they need to work on, like especially Michael Tolia, who is another great prospect that is, it could be a Gold Glover at first base, but of course we also have like five other first basemen.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's going
the
on
corner
there.
Corner outfield is like...
Please, don't ask me.
Dealer's choice. Yeah, please. So stacked.
But the problem with Michael Tolia... Great kid, great first baseman. His strikeouts are just astronomical right now. He has so much to work on batting-wise, and he's working on it right now playing in Monterrey.
Yes, we love
that. But he is still striking out a ton. I've been keeping track of his box scores. So I'm worried about him.
Yeah.
But
Michael Anthony, let's get it right.
You know, we've got guys who are working on stuff, and it's really promising to see like guys like Sean Bouchard, who he missed almost all of this season with a torn bicep. Another one of those ridiculous injuries that I cannot believe the Rockies were dealing with this year. But to kind of make up for not playing at all this season, he is playing down in Hermosillo. He's doing really well, so that's really fun. And also in that outfield with him, we've got another prospect, Jimmy Herron, who's like kind of like a sneaky good prospect. And he's also from Philly, by the way. So we might have two-thirds of an outfield from Philly with Nolan Jones Jimmy Herron. It's going to be weird.
Let's go.
Vibes, man. Vibes.
They're all coming out here for me because they know it's a safe space to be a total asshole. No.
So working on seeing some improvement from the guys at all levels.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And, of course, it doesn't hurt to, maybe get some more pitching.
Yeah, can never hurt enough pitching.
Classic Rockies problem.
Classic Rockies problem.
Yeah, they're
they should just put that one in Sharpie at the top of the whiteboard for the offseason.
The Rockies?
Because it's every season.
Pitching? Question mark? Yeah.
Right. Starting pitching. The Rockies.
All pitching.
The Rockies pitching, it reminds me of one of our great partners, Bet365, because they're never ordinary. It's there never ordinary, the pitching the Rockies offer. Just like Bet365 and all the great boosts and odds and protections that they give out are never ordinary. Right now, you can sign up, use that code DMVR365, and they've got all sorts of bonus cash for you. You can put that on the boosted Nuggets to win the title, boosted at plus 500. All sorts of other great boosts. They've got the protections I truly love. Soccer guy like Mitch, if your team's up like two goals, boom, the money line hits.
Yep.
They come back on you. It doesn't matter. Jake, he hit like 10-leg money line, even though he bet the Buffs last week because the Buffs were up 21. So taken care of. That's what Bet365 does for you. Must be 21 plus and physically located in Colorado. It's really amazing.
It's amazing.
Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. And then we have our game time game of the week.
Ooh.
And guys, I cannot give out any other game that isn't ring night for your Denver Nuggets at Ball Arena this Tuesday, taking on the Lakers. You can find tickets at just under $180 at game time. You know, take advantage of the game time guarantee, where they guarantee the lowest price on tickets, on last second deals, insane customer service. And they take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use that code DMVR for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DNVR for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Okay.
You're a pro's pro. Gotta say it.
You guys.
Transition game was.
You guys.
Come on.
Just stop it. Come on. Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
Beyond your beautiful eyes, you and Susie have something else in common.
Oh, wow.
You both covered teams who had the worst seasons in their history this year.
What an honor, man.
Both teams Colorado are, you know. Rapids, oof. Rockies. I hope no one thinks I'm saying anything else.
Yeah.
Okay, so, very tough. How did you end up here? How did the PIDs end up here? Mitchell, Susie was saying 2017, good memories, right? And then we realized, that was a while ago. Just two seasons ago, the PIDs were the one seed in the West.
Yeah, and I think you do have to go even further back than that, but I think that's like where we're going to spend the majority of this, but even 2019 when Frazier shows up, right? Robin Frazier, Rapids legend, MLS legend, defender of the year, is coached all over the place. It was like a true MLS guy. Comes in after the debacle, coached several coaching debacles in a row, and the trajectory is going the right way, right? The team is incrementally getting better, resulting in 2021, number one in the West, on decision day. Like, things had to happen for it to happen, and it does. So it's not like they ran away with the shield or anything, but it was.
Great point.
You know, they do finish top of the West. They get the bye game. They get the playoff game on Thanksgiving at home, sellout crowd, national TV. Like it was either right before or right after the Fox, whatever the Fox broadcast was that day.
Yeah.
So really cool to see that. Right. And then 2022, you kind of lose some of the players from there. The homegrown Cole Bassett, he goes overseas on loan. Kellen Acosta, men's national team regular, gets traded to LA. And you find some replacement parts and you kind of gamble on a young kid from Brazil and Max and some, you know, it's like Acosta for literally a guy named Acosta for Brian Acosta. Not necessarily a like for like, not necessarily a skill for skill, but you're kind of hoping it is. Big injuries happen. Jack Price misses a lot of the season. Your captain missed the playoffs, although, you know, still technically alive for the playoffs with a few weeks left, but you missed the playoffs. And then, you know, I think what happened going into this season was is you kind of mistake 2021 as what this team can kind of baseline be.
Uh-huh.
Versus maybe that was the peak, right? Maybe that was the best that this team could get at. Maybe it's not repeatable, right? That you could just kind of figured you could roll it back with health one more time, and then immediately Jack Price, torn Achilles, right? Diego's missing time. And then the Max gambling story hits. And you were already, it's not like it was going great. They went like 9 unbeaten, but it was only 2 wins, tons of draws, not a lot of goals scored, fewest goals scored in the league. But then the Max gambling news hit. And Max was a guy who was finally starting, you know, a year probably later than people wanted, but he was looking great.
Most expensive transfer acquisition in Rapids history. Over $1 million. Right?
It was, you know, it was a big time gamble for a young kid, but he was really fitting in. And more than fitting in, just genuinely loved guy around the club, always smiling, just like instant connection with everybody, really like kind of spirit of the team, even with a huge language barrier of being like the only Portuguese speaker on the roster, right? Not only, but one of two. And then
really rough circumstances.
Stuff, but
there.
He still does. He still integrates to be a really key part of the team and is finally getting the minutes to match that this season. And then the gambling, where it was alleged that he took money to take a yellow card in a game, and the video evidence is not great. He gets the yellow card about 90 seconds into his time on the pitch.
Really bad.
Really bad, right? Allegedly. Allegedly really bad. But he's gone, and that is immediately the point where the run of just depressing, low scoring, putting up nil nils at home, losing by multiple goals on the road, and it stretches through. You kind of get a little reprieve with their 2 losses in League's Cup, but you're on a stretch of 9 out of 10 MLS games without scoring a goal.
Yikes.
Right? Like 9 out of 10. The Fraser ball versus Porig ball. Porig Smith, the GM, kind of has this build them young, athletic, speed on the wings, feed them in. Fraser, all-time defender, wants to hold the ball, be able to park the bus when needed. It's just a totally different way to play. And I think, I don't know if it was friction there or whatever, but clearly they weren't on the same page. The roster kind of fell in the middle of that war, and you all of a sudden aren't scoring, you aren't winning. You lose to Salt Lake in Salt Lake for the 3rd time this season. Fraser gets the can, and that's where we are.
Honestly, it sounds more Broncos-like than it does Rockies-like.
Yeah, you know what? That was a really sad story.
I know, and that's been this season. It's been a really tough season. Now, to their credit, Chris Little has come in as the interim. He was on staff. He had spent time with Tacoma Defiance, so Seattle's next team. And so, you know, he's been around the league, but, you know, first time at head coach in any real coaching capacity. He's just a longtime assistant. But he has totally changed the vibes around there. Like the last 6 weeks, yes, they've had a couple of bad losses, including a 5-1 loss at Houston. That was pretty brutal. But, you know, they've won a few. They've scored in every single game since he's been the coach. There's just a different energy. And it's tough to say what the end of the worst season, but firing Fraser when they did and allowing Little to sort of change the aura of the team and kind of what's going on, the energy at the facility. It almost feels like a little bit of an upward trajectory where it felt like it was falling off a cliff, right? Like maybe there's a little, the cliff could still be there. It could be a little ramp off the cliff, but at least it does feel a little bit like it's on the up considering how low it got.
So is that kind of the first goal for this offseason, is figuring out that coaching hire and
obviously
going from
coaching
there?
Hire for sure is I do say for sure, but then it doesn't, you know, there's some other storylines maybe, but I think we kind of saw a preview of whatever coach is hired in the way that Porik has the interim running this team in such a different way from before, right? So you have sort of seen the system he wants to play. You've seen the young, fast, athletic lineup that Porik has been hoping for versus kind of the vet-heavy, savvy, you know, kind. It's just very two different styles of play. And so you kind of – maybe that is what we're going to see, right? So then the other priority would be, how do you build around potentially the most expensive move in Rapids history, which is the Brazilian striker, Rafael Navajo,
who came in. A new one.
The new guy. This is this new summer. Yes. New guy. One season loan to buy.
He's not indicted for it. But we're talking, this is a new one.
We're talking $4.5 million buy at the end of this, if they want. You know, high pedigree, has scored a lot in the Brazilian league, but then was behind some of the biggest prospects in the world at the club he was at. Wasn't playing guys going to Real Madrid, so you're not going to play as much, right? But now he's here. He has one goal on the season, which is probably not what they wanted to see, but you have to now see what players come in, what moves can we make to give us the best chance at making the right $4.5 million decision here, right? Like,
yeah,
who can make him the best he can be, because we are about to commit or not a ton, right? So it really has to be players that make his life easier. How can we get him the ball? Right. How can we get him scoring opportunities? Because he's going to be he's going to take up one of your three designated player spots. He's going to cost a ton of money. And you really are kind of an irrelevant team right now. So if he's a Brazilian striker scoring goals, that helps push you into that kind of bigger American soccer narrative. Mm-hmm. And again, $4.5 million, it's four times more than any other move in Rapids history, really. Just under. I mean, it's a huge decision to make, and he only has one goal so far. So setting him up for success and giving yourself the best chance to evaluate him, I think, is the way to go.
Lots to be figured out.
Yeah.
Lots to be figured out. You have the advantage that in the MLS you can turn a team around quite quickly. Something that in baseball takes a little more time to
have 11
you know, build
options
around organically.
This offseason on the roster. 11 options. So they can
player
really,
options. Yeah.
So crazy. Like this could be like almost half of a new team.
Wow.
Like completely. Yeah. So it's very interesting. The last one would be Cole Bassett, the young kid who came back, the Colorado kid who left for Belgium, came back. And you know, he's really stepped into a leadership role with some of the injuries to Jack Price and Diego Rubio. He set a career high in goals this season. He's looked great under Chris Little as an interim. So you hope that maybe letting him step into a leadership role this off season and into the next season and sort of representing the club as a Colorado native and homegrown through the academy kid, and really let him step into a starring role next season. You would hope so.
Yeah, and I want to get into more of the guys to build around from both Pids and Rockies' young cores, because I do think, you know, there's a lot that went wrong. There's some intriguing guys that could go very right on both these rosters already. That's similar to the FOCO roster over there. Check out all their great gear where they have you covered. Also, I mean, bobbleheads, you want Christmas decorations, you want Hawaiian shirts, you want swim trunks, you want slides for your favorite teams. They've got you covered. I just saw the newly released Peanuts line of Nuggets bobbleheads. Like,
oh my gosh.
FOCO makes things that I didn't know I needed until I see them on their website. And then it's like, wow. Like this amazing Rockies bobblehead in kind of a deserty
very
color
spring
scheme.
Training.
Yes.
Very Cactus League.
Yes. Yes, it takes you back
it's
to
Cactus
spring
League. That's what the kids say.
She
it's
knows.
Giving.
She knows. You've rocked their magical overalls, Susie.
Oh my god.
Oh come the on, hello, overalls. So have I.
YouTube.
I'm a overall guy.
I forgot. Look, I've got my overall homies here.
That's why we're on the show together.
I'm the one who
orders.
Why didn't
we wear them then if we're overall homies? Next one.
I'm the one who orders all the bobbleheads from Foco for our set pieces and then is real sad when we inevitably break them. Foco, check them out.
We can always get more.
They always have your back for Colorado sports and they have the best gear around. Use their link in the description for all non-presale items. Use the code DMVR for 10% off all their awesome gear. And, of course, shout out to our presenting sponsor, the homies at Breckenridge Brewery, our longest sponsor. We've hung out at Breck Brew Farmhouse many times. We've done live shows. We've had a blast. We've held the Stanley Cup. We've kissed the Stanley Cup. We've had lifetime memories with our friends at Breckenridge Brewery and you right now with Broncos Country. Great deals at the bar for it. And, you know, you can always find them at our tailgates all over town. We've got a Broncos tailgate this weekend. Last weekend was one of our most packed ever. Check it out. Fully expect a ton of Packers fans there. So Broncos fans, show out, man. Show those Packers fans and have yourself a Broncos Country while you do it. It's going to be a great time. Thank you to Breck for presenting this show. Check them out at the Breck Brew beer locator to find a Breck Brew near you. Okay. We're doing this. This was a game I drummed up this morning.
This is a great, is it a game or is it a wish list?
Ooh, it kind of is a wish list.
It's a wish list. The holidays are coming up. I like it. This is my wish list. Oh,
Kate actually has started her Christmas list, sharing it with me. Love that.
I haven't. I just tell our viewers to start theirs.
You want gifts, but write it out. Write it out. Make sure that you can get what you want, right?
I always get what I want.
Well, she's got the gift, you know. That's her gift, yeah. But no, we're doing a young core. I called it a draft because I'm a little draft obsessed, but wish list probably fits more. You guys are going to go back to back. One of you is going to give me your first pick to build around and start your Rockies or Rapids young core. And then we're going to do that with three guys. And then we'll move on to the next level, which I'll explain.
Okay.
Susie, it's been decided.
I'm going to start.
Because you have the gift, you will start. Who's your number one pick for the Rockies young core to start from? We're building a five-man roster of like a group of guys. We are building that Rockies core and taking over the world from.
I am going to start with maybe an obvious choice, but I'm absolutely going with Ezekiel Tovar. Of course, as we know, earlier this week we found out he is a Gold Glove finalist at shortstop.
Damn straight. Coming out of
this rookie season, he has just been phenomenal. Like, he's so good. Like, I just feel like sometimes I take him for granted, too, just because even though he's so young and just such a presence on this team, like, he's so reliable.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's so young. He's only 22 years old. He has so much left to give us. So Ezekiel Tovar, absolutely my number one choice.
Love it. Already shown promise at every single level he's been in. The rare guy who lives up to the hype kind of right off the bat. So all in on Tovey. Love it. Great.
He's a blessing.
Maybe an obvious, but a great first pick. Well done, Susie. Mitchell, who you starting this Rapids young core from?
We already sort of talked about it at the end of the last segment, but I got to go Cole Bassett.
Stay local. As
I have
Joey
to go with
says.
Cole Bassett. Look, we Home were grown. Doing our press corps independent awards for the end of the season from the friends over at Burgundy Wave, put that together for us. And when you're looking up, I was looking up player of the year and I voted for Cole Bassett because I really think, you know, he's sort of stepping into that leadership role on top of producing at a level he had never produced at. I was like, easy player of the year. And then I go to look up young player of the year. And I'm like, oh, Cole qualifies for this too, which was kind of a surprise given how much he's already played. So I think it's an easy choice. Cole, 100%. You get the marketing with the hometown kid. He's playing very well. He knows he's really learning how to be a pro's pro. Easy choice. Cole Bassett.
Beautiful. Love that. Should be a high-end MLS talent. Those are the kind of guys you want to build your core around. So
100%.
Good stuff. Susie, you have your second pick.
My second pick is a guy that we, it probably is just as obvious if you listen to the Rocky show or if you watch the Rockies during those last moments of the 2023 season, but you gotta go with Nolan Jones
Who?
He was spectacular in the Rockies outfield. And
oh my God, what a hose.
He is, oh my gosh, the arm on that guy. And the best thing about him, this is his first year ever playing outfield. He wasn't an outfielder.
Where was he playing before?
He was playing in Cleveland before. He, you know, had a cup of coffee with the Guardians, was in the minors mostly though. So he still qualifies as a rookie. Yeah. Thank God. But he was an infielder. Wow. He was an infielder. He was a third baseman. So the fact that he has been able to do that during his first season, kind of learning on the fly.
He's basically Mookie Betts.
He's basically Mookie Betts. But like, he also like, he has, he, you laugh. Basically. I think he could be as great as Mookie Betts.
Yeah, basically.
No, I'm about it.
Yeah, I'm about it. Yeah. No, he has just been incredible. And he just, he's never easy on himself too.
Yeah.
Every game, like we talked, because we'll talk to him after every single Rockies game. And we'll be like, oh my gosh, you did this, you did that. Like, that was historic. That was a milestone. He's like, yeah, but like, I did that wrong. I did that wrong. And he's not negative. He is just like the person who holds himself accountable. Whatever he's doing, it's working. He is a guy that I would follow into battle.
Need those guys. Mm-hmm. Already love. Tovey Nolan, that's a fun core.
And they're fun.
And they've got some swag to them,
they
you know?
Do.
Like, we want to have a run where it's like this team that gets me excited every time they're at bat. Those are the kind of guys we start from. Mitch? Mm-hmm.
Building out the spine. Need something strong at the back.
Is it happening?
Moist Bombito, baby.
Let's go!
And this is truly, I don't think Poor gets enough credit for this. Third pick in the MLS Super Draft this season.
Yes. Yes.
18 months prior, he was playing at a junior college in Pennsylvania. And now I consider him one of the better prospects defensively in the league. I mean, honestly, this guy is the absolute limit.
Superb athlete.
He's going.
Such
he's
great
already
technique.
Getting minutes with Canada this summer in the two tournaments where
a little Nolan Jonesy. Like,
well, he's
both
playing
guys
because
came
in Canada,
out of nowhere,
not only
huh?
I'll take that a step further. When he's playing with Canada, they're playing him as a defensive midfielder. In the
position
MLS,
change.
He's playing as a center back.
You guys.
And he
the
is.
Synergy. Well done.
He is as athletic as I have ever seen on a soccer field.
He's sick.
And I mean
he's
that sick. at watching all levels. The way he can get forward into attack, chase down breaks the other direction, obviously has it in the air. He is so fun to watch. He is so exciting because he's already exceeded what would be the expected outcome, and it's been a few months, you know. Imagine what it's like 2, 3, 4 years down the road. This guy right. could be truly right. like on his way to Europe, top five leagues,
yeah,
kind of trajectory now. And that was not really in the cards at all.
Love this. Love these first two picks from both of you. Exactly the direction I would have gone in. Your third pick, I expect to be a surprised a little more.
Ooh, yeah. My third pick was really tough because we've had this chance this season to see just how exciting so many of these young Rockies can be. Mm-hmm. So it was a really tough choice. Don't want to snub Bretton Doyle, also a Gold Glove finalist this year. I'm sure he'll do fine. But I'm going to pick my next guy to build around, Ryan Feltner.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Feltner had a great start pitching this season, great start to his season pitching in the starting rotation, a young guy.
I like that.
And then, you know, of course, had that awful, awful skull fracture and then managed to come back from that.
Yeah.
So if he can do that, I think he can do anything. I would pick him. I would pick him. He's another one of those guys that like I would follow into battle.
Love this. A character pick as well. And Susie and Patrick, amazing work covering the whole Ryan Feltner story. Check out all that on DMVR Rockies. You know, look up Ryan Feltner on our site. You'll see all sorts of great stuff. Did not expect that. Good
on you, Susie.
You surprised me.
I'm full of surprises.
I didn't know if we'd go pitching. I love that one. Mitch, lay it on me. You've got your third and final pick from a guy that's currently on the roster.
I got to go Rafael Navajo. I got to go the young Brazilian striker. We haven't seen a ton. We haven't seen a ton from him. But honestly, the wings have been tough for the Rapids, and that means service to the striker. You know, you can't really blame him for not converting a ton of chances that aren't there. You think with an offseason, knowing that he's there, knowing what you need to get to him, that next season is his really breakout introduction to the league and turns into the most expensive signing the team has ever had. That's kind of hanging there for July. So I'm taking, that's all upside. Has nothing to do with what we've seen yet because we haven't seen a lot.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of minutes. Haven't seen a lot of goals, assists, anything like that. But what you see, you like, and you hope for the best case scenario there.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You went high upside with us, and that's a good one. Okay. Next level. You picked your three core. Love what you guys did. Next one is pick one prospect to add to this core. Okay. Now, baseball prospects, a bigger thing. MLS, a little different, but Rapids, too, have had such an amazing season. Mitch, I figured I could throw this your way on that.
Oh, I'm starting this one.
Well, if you'd like
to start. No, yeah, of course, I'm ready to go. Yeah. Yes. This was the hardest one because of Rap. So MLS Next Pro is the sort of like the NBA G League development league. Mm-hmm. The Rapids were the number one seed in the playoffs, won a playoff game, lost in the conference finals, but they had the number one goal scorer in the league in Remy Cabral. They had the number one assist guy. Oh, they also had the number two assist guy, and they also had the number three assist guy.
So look at our guy just flexing.
Good Lord.
So, you know, you have those guys, Marlon Vargas, Ollie Larraz, who an East High School kid.
Friend of the show.
Right there, friend of the show. Yes. So you have those guys, but I'm not going with any of them. I'm going to level down to the academy.
Wow.
To the goalkeeper, Adam Beaudry, who has played with the under 17 U.S. team, was a mainstay with the under 15 U.S. team. You know, he's probably the number two or three goalkeeper in that range in terms of just U.S. players, period. There's a kid at Barcelona, so can't blame Beaudry for that, but he is high upside. Like high European potential upside on this kid. National team potential. This is probably the easiest bet long term.
Love Beaudry, this so much.
Yeah.
Love this so much. Good. Dwayne losing his mind in the comments. You love to see this.
Can someone check on Dwayne? Is he good?
I hope Dwayne didn't pay for his entire seat because he only needs the edge of it.
That's right. Okay, Susie.
That's funny. I like that.
We went with classic. An under 17 kid deep in his bag. I love that. You have for us in the prospect ranks?
I'm not going to go as deep into the bag. I'm going to go with a guy that is also very swaggy. Maybe one of the swaggiest. Zach Veen.
Yes.
Zach Veen, an electric prospect who missed a big chunk of the season, though, because he has an injury. He needed surgery, but he was kind of playing through his injury because he thought this was the year he could make it to the majors. And it really could have been, too. He is a dog.
Dude, the character you're stacking with these guys is impressive.
I'm personality forward.
Damn straight. Oh, man.
No, but he's also a great outfielder. And the thing we know about Coors Field, we need incredible defenders more than anyone. So I am picking Zach Veen to keep him forever.
Love this. Love Thank it. You. Love it. Love it. Okay. Fifth and final level of putting our core together. Now we get to be creative. You get to go outside of the organization. Someone, maybe a rumor target, maybe just a personal favorite who you would now add to this core four you've put together. Mitchell, let's start
with
you.
You want me to go first? Okay. Yes. I have changed this answer so many times.
This is the hard one.
This is the really hard one because you want to go young.
I gave you guys such a wide net. You know, you could truly say anything.
Man, I'll say Jose Cifuentes from LAFC.
Okay. Ooh.
Pack that midfield in with some high-end guys. Just had the most epic cup win in the most league's history with their 127th minute tying goal from Bale last season.
Yes.
And then winning in a shootout. So you have a guy who's won, been around it. I don't know. There's stuff. They need a defensive midfielder. So that's it's soccer. There's a million young prospects across all the leagues across the world that they're scouting, and a guy like Porig is looking everywhere, so it's tough to pick one because you've probably never heard of the potential option. But I would start there. I'll say Cifuentes.
Okay. I love it.
This was the hard one for me, too.
Yeah, you know it.
This was really hard. Well, at first I was like, any pitcher, just any star pitcher, because
not
the
a bad
thing, because okay, the rules are I can pick anyone from outside of the organization, whether they would want to come to this organization or not.
Oh, see, that changes mine. Can I have one after this, please? Pie in the sky.
Yeah, you can have a pie in the sky.
Well, all right, cool.
I lived this whole thing like pie in the sky.
Of course.
I'm going to pick Spencer Strider because I wanted a young pitcher who is in Cy Young conversations. He would never come here because if you are a guy who's been in these Cy Young conversations, you don't want to come to Coors Field because your ERA is going to get inflated.
Yeah.
But that being said, what if he just did? What if he just did? He's How one of my favorite pitchers.
I love that.
And he's young, so like think of the potential. The potential. I live it like pie in the sky.
We're all about potential.
Yeah.
You like the stash too?
No, hate mustaches. There you go. I hate mustaches.
In spite of that, that's a huge test. In spite of the stash, he's still her pick. Look at that.
Maybe if he were to come to Colorado. Maybe he would embrace beard life, you know? Whoa. Maybe he would embrace it. Maybe he would meet Charlie Blackman and be like, you are my dude. Yes. You are my role model.
My guy.
Maybe he would go full beard. That I think that would suit him even better.
I could see that. You want a pie in the sky rewrite?
I took this as realistic and not pie in the sky.
Oh, sure.
So I have to go pie in the sky. He was on the Argentine national team that just won the World Cup. He is in Atlanta. He is having an insane season. I put him on my first ballot, MLS Awards ballot, as the Young Player of the Year. Give me Thiago Almada. He is truly him. Crazy free kicks. Fantastic in the flow of the offense. Would really maybe unlock Rafa there.
Y'all got me dreaming. Now.
That's what I want. He's one of my favorite players, period. He's amazing. I want him on the bids.
Modern Strider, where do I sign? Do you want me
to pick a more realistic outside pick?
Sure.
What about Nolan Arenado?
Oh my God. Young core. No, you know who I can I pick one for the Rockies too? I keep adding
Do we even
to
allow
this.
The comeback at that point? I don't know.
Can I pick one for the Rockies?
You can, please. You can.
Jackson Holliday.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Jackson would be fun.
That would be fun. That would be just fate. That would be finally the MLB script writers have smiled upon the Rockies.
That's poetry, baby. Yeah.
That would be really, really sick.
I think Jackson surpassed Bo Bichette as like Rockies' sons we want to see on the Rockies at this point.
We do love Bo, though.
Yeah. I mean, hey, yeah, we love Bo Bichette. How can you not love Bo Bichette? Add him to my list.
Can you not?
Boom.
There you go. I almost have to analyze just these top four because you guys threw a lot at me with that fifth.
Us throwing a lot at you.
I even tried to help her case by throwing.
That's
Jackson
true.
Trout.
No, you did. You that guys are great teammates. This will happen again because this was a majestic and truly wonderful panel. You gave us Tovey.
Yes.
Nolan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Feltner and Zach V.
Mm-hmm. Good guys.
Yes, good. I mean, mental fortitude times 1,000.
Mento.
Why did I say it like that? You went hometown kid, Cole Bassett on us, Bombi the legend, Rafael Navarro, and Adam Beaudry?
Beaudry. That's a mentalist, bruv. Mento. Oh,
man.
Mental footy team, bruv.
It's like I like Susie's bookends, Tovey, Zach Veen more, and I like Mitch's sandwich meat more.
You like Mitch's meat.
Meat.
Oh wow. Okay.
Brought you by Omaha Steaks. Maybe. Allegedly.
This is a family show, gentlemen.
Man, I really don't know what direction to go here.
Do you want us to filler really in here over don't. Here? You want us to while you crunch some numbers?
Yeah, I'd actually love to crunch some numbers.
Suze, who would you add to the Rapids whole world of soccer players?
Name a soccer player.
Name a soccer player. I added the son of Holiday to the Rockies. Anyone, throw him out there.
I'm gonna add David Beckham's son who doesn't play soccer. Go. I just think he'd be good for vibes.
Here's the thing, I'm in.
Why not?
The Raptors need to be interesting. Gio Reyna would be
amazing
good.
As well.
Dwayne thinks it got weird.
You know, I'm ultimately not certain.
It was due, really.
It was only a matter of time before it got really weird, ladies and gentlemen.
The Feltner pick you had is the one I'm on the fence with if that's someone who would last long term in the Rockies core. And I mean, Navarro's a question mark as well, but I think the upside might be higher. Based purely on that, I'm giving Mitch the edge on Rapids. Yes.
I didn't realize we were competing against
each
other.
The Rapids finally got a win. Yep. Can you believe
Ultimately, it had
Even
to
with
be a game.
David
with
Beckham's
competition.
Son on the team?
David Beckham's son did actually put Mitch over the
Thank
top,
you.
So you take credit as
Thank
well.
You. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in, mostly to Dwayne. Thank
Go
you
to
Alyssa
last game
for making
this,
all work.
How to get that in there?
Rapids last game of the season.
Salt Lake in town.
Check Can't it week. Out. It's a full-on fuck Salt Lake week. Screw RSL. Enjoy the MLB postseason. Go D-bags, especially. Go Phillies.
Go Phils.
Buy shirts from Mitch.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back next week with more TDSP. Thanks so much for tuning in. We out.